Good morning. My name is Kari Hughey, and today I'll be discussing divergent selection for fiber length and strength within several experimental populations developed at Texas A&M. So the populations we selected for this work were derived from four diverse parental lines, including TAM-B182-33, which is an extra-long staple upland line, O6WE624, which is an experimental upland line with exceptional strength as well as improved limp percent, O4SID842, which is an experimental line derived from an interspecific cross between Gossypium hirsutum and Barbadense, and lastly TAMCOT22, which is an upland cultivar with moderate fiber qualities. So the objectives I'll address today were to define the relationships between HVI-measured fiber properties as well as limp percent as they responded to selection for upper half mean length and bundle strength, and then also to examine the correlations between both HVI and APHIS-measured fiber properties and yarn properties within this diverse germplasm. So we selected five different populations where the extra long staple upland, the extra strength upland, and SID84 were crossed to TAMCOT22. The fourth population was the extra strength upland crossed to the extra long staple upland. And the last population was derived from the cross between the extra long staple upland and SID84. So we used a pedigree selection scheme within each of these crosses, and this illustration will show that scheme within a single population. So in 2010 and 11 at College Station, we sampled approximately 350 F2 plants within each cross and selected the top and bottom 5% for length and strength, and then planted those selections as F3 progeny rows in 2012. Then we sampled 8 individual plants within each F3 row, and of those individual plants, we selected the top and bottom 10% for length and strength and planted those as F4 progeny rows in 2013. So from the F2 to the F4 generation, we conducted 2 cycles of divergent selection for both length and strength. And then we sampled 4 individual plants from each F4 progeny row and reselected for length or strength depending on the direction of divergent selection and planted those as replicated F5 strains in 2014. And so on each individual plant sampled as well as bowl samples taken from the F5 progeny rows, we measured fiber properties using HVI. Then we also machine harvested a subset of the F4 and F5 strains and measured fiber properties using APHIS as well as the yarn properties using a mini spinning protocol conducted by Dr. Hakay at Texas Tech. So these are the mean lengths of the parental lines where P1 represents the first parent listed in the cross and P2 the second, as well as the means of the F5 strains selected for high and low length. So the means of the high and low groups were generally similar to the parental lines, with the exception of the progeny derived from the extra long staple upland cross to SID84, where both the high and low strains exceeded that of both the parental lines. And this table shows the mean strength of the parental lines as well as the F5 strains selected for high and low strength. And again, within the upland crosses, the F5 strain means were similar to the parental lines. And then the crosses involving SID84, the strain means for at least the high group exceeded that of either parent. We also looked at the correlated responses to selection for upper half mean length and strength. These are the correlation coefficients among the F5 strains selected for high and low strength length, both bundle strength and length uniformity were strongly positively correlated with upper half mean length, with the exception of strength within the extra strength upland cross to the extra long staple upland. Fiber elongation responded inconsistently to selection for upper half mean length depending on genetic background, where in three of the populations we had a negative response, and then in the other two populations there was no correlation between length and elongation. Both fiber micronair and lint percent were negatively correlated with upper half mean length across all five populations. And these are the correlation coefficients among the F5 strains selected for high and low strength. And again, upper half mean length and length uniformity were positively correlated with bundle strength, with the exception of the cross between extra strength upland and the extra long staple upland. Both fiber elongation and micronair responded inconsistently to selection for strength depending on the genetic background. And then lint percent was negatively correlated with bundle strength across each population, with the exception of the extra strength upland cross to the extra long staple upland. And this isn't surprising considering the extra strength upland carried the favorable alleles for both strength and lint percent. And so we've only begun to look at the APIS and spinning data on subset of lines that we harvested. But this table shows the correlation coefficients between HVI fiber properties as well as a subset of the APIS measured fiber properties, including upper quartile length by weight, maturity ratio, and standard fineness, with the yarn properties including tenacity, yarn elongation, total work to break, as well as the coefficient of variation in yarn mass. And this provides a measure of yarn evenness. And these correlation coefficients were calculated on a subset of 162 F4s that we evaluated in 2013. So within this germplasm, upper half mean length, length uniformity, bundle strength, as well as standard fineness were strongly correlated with yarn tenacity, work to break, and overall yarn CV. And surprisingly, we saw a negative correlation between fiber elongation and work to break. And this is opposite of what's reported in the literature, so we thought maybe it was due to that heavy selection for fiber length and strength. So we looked at that a little bit more closely and plotted yarn work to break on the x-axis with fiber elongation on the y, and split the data into two separate groups where this first group shown in gray contains the three populations where there was a negative relationship between upper half mean length and fiber elongation. And then the second group shown in gold consists of the populations where there was no correlation between fiber elongation and upper half mean length. And the relationship isn't strong, but you can see that the slopes are opposite between those two groups. So in conclusion, we saw transgressive segregants within each population, but the most extreme cases were seen in crosses involving SID 84, the interspecific derived line. And this suggests that this line contains favorable alleles for fiber quality that aren't present in our upland lines. Yet the negative relationship between agronomic traits and fiber quality will likely limit its utility. And ultimately, the cross between the extra strength upland and the extra long staple upland would provide the best opportunity for combining favorable alleles for fiber quality and lint percent. And these data I think suggests that additional research is warranted to investigate this relationship between fiber elongation and upper half mean length within our germplasm. And I think I have plenty of time. So I'd like to acknowledge everyone at the Cotton Improvement Lab at Texas A&M, including Wayne Smith, Steve Haig, as well as Colvin Joy, who was a previous graduate student who started this for me, as well as Don Dino and Richard Hermes, and the graduate students and undergraduate students who helped with the phenotyping of this population, as well as Eric Kakay and Brendan Kelly at Texas Tech University, and Don Jones and the Cotton Incorporated Fellowship Program for funding. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Any questions?
If you were looking at individual fiber properties from ACI, Avis, Corning, and Yarn Brand, did you ever do any modeling with multiple HBI or Avis traits to try and come up with better estimates?
No, sir. I didn't look at any of that. I believe Brendan Kelly is actually going to take a deeper look into the APHIS and spinning data. So I just wanted to present that we have that data on these populations.
First, that was an excellent presentation. But I was wondering on regards to the elongation, I don't remember back, but what are the correlations between elongation and the actual other fiber properties?
Let me see if I can. So with length, and the other fiber property traits, they were also inconsistent depending on which cross, so elongation and micronair and uniformity and even limp percent were, it depended. There were no consistent correlations. Yes?
I have a question for you, the main fiber properties like length, strength, condition, etc., the standards in terms of the API are current commercial fibers. Obviously, in the breeding program, we create new stuff that is different from the current commercial fibers. And in this case, you know, some of these lines are really, you know, very, very normal, very, very small. So you extrapolate. When you have much more nodes on API data on this type of extreme phenotype that you would have on just regular supplement costs.
Good. Any other questions?
All right. How many F5 lines were you working on when you got to it?
So there were about 500, so about 100 within each cross. All right, thank you.
Good day.